The awkward state of being human in an age of AI. As humans, we can hold two opposing thoughts at the same time. AI just makes that harder to ignore. You can believe this might replace parts of me, and at the same time, this might expand what I can become. Both are true enough to feel real. Neither is complete enough to be final. Which is inconvenient, because the brain strongly prefers a clear villain or a clear upgrade, ideally with a headline. Here's the subtle shift. The mind generates possibilities. The body reacts as if one has already been chosen. That's where fear gains its authority. Not in the thought itself, but in the way it gets promoted from possibility to prediction. It's less, this could happen, and more, this is basically already happening, we should panic politely. But if you slow it down just slightly, you can see the fork. Two thoughts, same moment, different trajectories. One contracts you, one expands you. And most people assume maturity means choosing the safer one, or at least the one that sounds like it, wears glasses and has a clipboard. But what if maturity is something else? The ability to hold both without rushing to collapse them. Because once you do that, something new becomes available. You're no longer reacting to the future. You're participating in shaping it. Which is both empowering and mildly annoying, because now you're involved. AI doesn't just test intelligence. It tests this exact capacity. Can you live inside competing possibilities without letting fear finalize the story too early? Without immediately deciding this is either the end of humanity or your new personality? Some people will resolve the tension by deciding, this is dangerous. Others will resolve it by deciding, this is opportunity. But a smaller group will do something quieter. They will keep both thoughts, not as conflict, but as range, which, to be clear, feels less like clarity and more like standing in a room where both doors are open and neither has a sign. And from that range, they'll move differently. Less certain, more adaptive, strangely harder to predict, also harder to argue with, because they're not fully committed to being right. Maybe that's the real shift. Not what AI becomes, but what kind of mind it selects for. Not the one with the right answer, but the one that can hold the question a little longer than is comfortable. Long enough to notice, the future isn't asking you to choose a side. It's asking whether you can tolerate not knowing which one you're already in.